This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Questions remain over whether or not the next administration will bring relief to ag trade. We'll have more from the National Farmers Union right after this.
December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones and friends while celebrating the holiday season. It is also a time for farmers and producers to review what they have accomplished over the past year and take time to enjoy the holidays. With a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock, December allows farmers and producers to reflect on what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holidays.
With agricultural import numbers outweighing ag exports over the past couple of years, industry groups are questioning whether or not the new administration will bring relief for ag trade. Rob LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union, said the trade imbalance for agriculture will draw much of the attention as we move into the new year.
Well, trade is going to be a really interesting issue to be following here. And obviously, it's farmers' bottom line and where those prices end up that is really the determining factor here in terms of like farmers' profitability.
LaRue said the approach will have to keep the focus on producers.
I think we're going to see a really aggressive push on trade. We know that some of the old names from the last Trump administration are going to be coming back. And I think the concern is how will this aggressive kind of approach, what will that mean for farmers and ranchers?
And like other industries, LaRue said agriculture is a business, so things can always change.
Is it going to mean new market opportunities and being able to get our goods out there? Or will it mean additional kind of barriers that end up getting thrown with retaliatory tariffs coming back on us?
LaRue added that we'll have to wait and see if soon-to-be President Trump will listen.
I think there were lessons learned in the last administration. And so that gives me a little bit of hope that there will be a little bit more kind of strategic thinking about how to apply this, whether that's working with allies if we're tackling a big issue like China.
For this story and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 daily ag news stories delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.